country people, I salute you now. I dey welcome una today for another edition of this our program where they call Brief Ethics Weekend Character Building Show. My name now, Mrs. Vivian Braid. I be administrator. I dey speak today on the topic we concern how we go bring up our children so that they go be better people for society. Before we go begin talk am, make we listen to message from our mama for state, Her Excellency Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzet Nyesomwike. Now she bring this program within the call Reef Ethics.
Our dear River State people, I did throw a salute for another better episode of River Ethics on Radio, the weekend show where they build better character. I did welcome all the distinguished ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls when don't tune in today to learn from the information where they change lives when we don't the share for this program. I beg, make I use this better chance. Say welcome. Welcome to all the distinguished members of the Nigerian Bar Association, where be people, where be lawyers, as them come from every part of Nigeria, come land for we Garden City, Port Harcourt, sake of say, they won't attend within them they call the 56th anniversary of the annual general conference of the association. I dey welcome all of honor to River Ethics on Radio. Our talk today will take us go back to the units inside where we deform better character and teach good principles for our lives, where we they call family. The family now the strong engine for the growth and development of every child and even people we don't grow up. Now for inside we family, we go fit experience real love, and now for there, we important things of life like the standard of our behavior and other values fit be waiting we go they talk about every time. Now we say, it will be part of our day-to-day process as we affect each other. Now good advice for us to put serious attention for the central beliefs and the rules where they guide our lives, and we must make sure say these values pass on to the younger generation. Make we look this thing well and think them from different angles. You know say when you discover the best in other people, it will help also to bring out the best in you too. This one not true talk. Now so also, when other people discover the best in you, it will also help them to bring the best out for them. Life, they always give us something to be happy about so that we fit the smile always. And even say trials and problems fit come our way, that one now to make us today even stronger. Some sad and painful things they happen, and this one now to make us to feel like say we be human beings where we be. And when we fail, we they stay very humble, while when we shine, we they glow when we succeed for something. And yes, our family and friends, then they keep us going no matter what they happen. And to be honest and morally upright, where they call integrity, not to make choices based on values instead of our personal gains. When we apologize or we talk sorry, it don't mean say we did wrong or say the other person did right. What it mean be say we value our relationship with that person more than our pride or that thing where they call ego. This one also means say we love peace and say, no be sign of weakness, but na sign of strength. I beg, make we think this thing like this. If we bring better values to our pikin them lives today, we go be their heroes forever. Today, Sha, our guest speaker now, Honorable Vivian Braid. She be a distinguished administrator when don't serve River State for different capacities. She go share better advice on the importance of the family for us to raise children where they responsible so that our society go dey better. Make we enjoy this episode and make we learn from her by putting this better talk to good use. Our lovely people of River State, always make on a let on our manners to the talk for her. May God bless all of her and may God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
We don't come back for the second time. If you just join us, make you know say we dey talk from Rev Ethics on radio. My name na Mrs. Vivian Bridge. I be your host for today, person where you go to hear from today. The talk for today na raising responsible children as it go take affect the society. Raising children na how you go bring your children up, how you go train them so that they go be good children for society. This work to bring children up so that they will be good people, then they do them with love, then they do them with teaching, then they do them with guidance. All of this work na parents they do them. Papa and mama na their work to bring children well for society. Now three things I go speak about bringing children up for society. One be say papa and mama go make sure say their children well and then protect them. Another one be say papa and mama go make sure say their children they grow to big people so that they go become good people for society. Another one be say then go teach them the good things where the family they do and some things where our papa and mama been they do for olden days. All these things where we they teach our children, you know, go just they teach children like that. We go teach them the way our papa and mama teach us too. Before, mama and papa then go put hand together, pray with the children, show them how to do things for house. The ones where be women, then go teach them how to sweep house. The ones where be men too, boys, then go teach them how to do other things for house. If na those places where water no dey, then go teach them how to go place, go fetch water, clean their house. May then they do good things. May they know they tell lies. May then they respect people. When they see old people, then go respect people. When they see other people too, then go respect them. Because every pikin where they for every house supposed to respect papa, respect mama. Respect other people, papa and mama, when then they see for road too. Even your friends will be your classmates. Your friend also need respect from you. You go respect them too. So this topic today, now how we go live our life for wherever we dey stay, will be our community, will be our local government, will be our town, so that anybody will see us go know say our papa and our mama, they train us well.
Hello? Mama, they mad. They know they spoil pikin like this. If you do bad thing, tell them one time. If you leave your pikin till the spoil finish, well, what happens, Gary Bidato? No let your girl pikin turn waka jube. Na so other people go dey curse you. See him pikin. Na so man is sabi. Book no gree enter head again. But if you just see man in eye go turn, he good so. Or that one when they talk say man no plenty. So therefore na rush then go dey rush the one with day. I beg na bad life be that. Every woman get man. Na true I dey tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle so that then go be better people.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere. Build a better nation, that's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
We don't come back for another area for this thing where we dey talk about how we dey raise children. This one we dey talk about the family. They say when family we join together, where they close to the children, then go develop their children so that the nation, the society where they live inside, go no say good people there for the society. When you train your pikin well, he go school well, he go go good school, he go go good place to work. When your papa and mama train you well, you go earn good salary for where you dey work. You no go be laborer for where you dey work. You go be big person for where you dey work. All of that no mean say na book you sabi. You go sabi book, but you go also learn to respect other people so that everything go good for your environment. Papa and mama, na them God don't say they go bring us into this world. But our mama them, na them they bring up the children more than papa. Because the mama na ain't born you, na ain't carry you for belle. The first time when you come out into this world, na your mama na ain't first carry you. Na your mama na ain't first hear your cry. Na your mama na ain't breastfeed you. The umbilical cord will connect you and your mama, you know, connect your papa. So because of that, your closeness to your mama, they very strong. So our mama, na them be the first person where we see. When we open our eyes, as them born us, na you they see all the time. Na your mama, na go teach you everything. The papa they teach you, but sometimes some papa then they busy. But for evening where papa didn't go work, come back. Then too, they put eye for waiting mama they do. When he come back, some papa them, you go tell the mama, oh yeah, rest, I don't come back. Make me too self, put eye for this speaking. So papa and mama, una go put hand together so that una children go be better children. So that our society will get better people inside the society. Our society no go get children where they lie. Our society no go get children where they thief. All these things where they happen now, where then they kidnap people, where then they even kill people, armed robbers, all those things. Those people now because their papa and mama no train them well. If their papa and mama train them well, anyhow where be say they don't poor, they no see food eat, then go learn how to do handwork. Then go learn to be laborer. Then go for where then they build something, say make a follow carry cement. That one too, then go pay them money and they go feed. Now people where they no train well, now they be say when small trouble come, then go look for bad thing to do. Then go steal another person money because they no get. Then go tell lies to make money. That na bad children. They no train them well. This family where would they talk about when mama and papa day together? Now the roots of the society. So my brothers and sisters, all the good thing where the society need, it they come from our homes. If the society good, now because the family don't train good children. If the society bad, now because papa and mama don't train bad children. So make we try to do good things. We go make our papa and our mama happy. The ones we marry, may them take care of their children. May them listen to their children. When your pikin don't they complain, when your pikin no happy, ask your pikin, your face no good, my pikin, waiting they worry you. When you ask your children, waiting they happen to them, they go tell you their mind. If your children, when they go school, then come back, you give them food, then sleep, then go school, they come back, you give them food. You know, they ask them about their school, how their body day. Who be their friend for school? Who be their teacher? Now the thing where good mama supposed to do for in children. You supposed to know the person where your pikin they befriend for school. that in small friend for primary school, for nursery school, who be in mama, who be in papa, waiting then they talk when they go school. Then they sit down for class, learn, or then they go for outside, they tori for outside. Make you make sure, say, everything where you they do, people go sabi say, your mama train you well, or you no train you well. So make you no disgrace your papa or your mama. Behave well, so that people go no say your papa and mama, then they try to bring you up. Make we go break. We'll come back again. We'll continue from where we stop.
Una mama and papa, come first. Una I de una pikin body so. Make una not just the sidon ruko, I don't burn am finish. Anything you like, make it do. If your girl pikin lazy for house, enough fit to do anything. When you come out to go marry, now you and mama, now ain't husband then go the cause. If your pikin begin smoke wee-wee, you know no person with big pass am. So cause fully mort. You don't spoil and finish with that. Now him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, ah, see as oil and full in body. Put eye for the thing when your pikin they do. Una hear?
Now take a command where your pikin they oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If he good do now your own. If it bad, now you make him so. Now take I come out where you're picking day, oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If it good, do now your own, oh. If it bad, now you make him so.
All that one when they talk same and not plenty. So therefore, now rush them, go they rush the one when they. I beg, now bad life is that. Every woman get man. Not true, they tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to riboku. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle, so that then go be better people.
My country people, we don't come back again. We still they talk about how our children will be better people for society. Children were good. How then they train some children and people go say this children good? How it happen? It happen because papa and mama we born them. Then go make sure say these children, then go teach them good things. Then go tell them everything we good for life. Everything where you go do as the king where they grow up so that life go good for you. When your mama they work for kitchen, you go help and do work for kitchen. When your papa won't come out, you go see say the car where you won't enter inside, it no clean. They no go call you. Begin they beg you, say, come clean your papa motor. Now you go do them yourself. Because your papa and mama expect you to do that kind of work. You go learn to wake up early in the morning. Not be every day you go sit down for bed, you sleep. Your mama go teach you, say, 5 o'clock. You go wake up. And every day when you wake up early, you go see say all the work where you go do and quick before you go school. And then papa them and the mama them train on our children so that they go they talk true. Anytime when they speak to them, they go speak truth. Anytime when somebody send a message, they go do them well. And when they see people for road, they go say, good afternoon, ma. Good afternoon, sir. These days, children go fit pass one big mama for road. Oh. Old mama self, where they carry load. They no go greet them. They no go even carry waiting the mama they carry. So parents, papa and mama, we they tell una say, make una train una children well. So that our society go be a good place for all of us. Teach una children how to do handwork. Because for Nigeria now, even when you pass from university, sometimes work no day. But when you don't learn handwork, that one when they call skills acquisition, your papa and mama fit send it for skills acquisition as you they wait for job to come after university. You go learn how to make clothes. You go learn how to make people hair. You go learn how to sew cloth. You go even learn how to cook. That one now be skill acquisition. So, our fathers, our mothers, you make sure you train the children You keep them busy. Make your children know they sit on the idol. Every step of the way, you keep them busy with good thing. Papa and mama will live together. They train their children together. The society they benefit from them because na be the good thing to do. But when one papa don't go or mama don't come out for family, when the two parents know they take care of the children know they good. Because the children, they need the support of the papa. They need the support of the mama to grow well, to be good people for society. So parents, papa and mama, make una they live well so that una children go no say una be good papa and mama. Quarrel no good for husband and wife. When una quarrel, una children they look. And when they look, they go think say na so life day. You go they quarrel with your wife, you go they quarrel with your husband. So make una show good example to the family. Even time where difficulty day for house, where things not too good, make papa and mama come together. Tell the children say then go look home to God for things to be good. Not be every time when something bad, you go they worry. Sometimes when something bad, now God own time to tell you to say, my pikin, wait, make you learn for that bad time. Look unto God so that things go good. Parents, all of this thing now work to do to be able to bring your children to the standard where go good for your family and also good for society. You go think say your family, your husband, your wife, your children, say una they live on a house and una they live on our own. The thing where una they do, no concern the society. Not be so. The society where you dey, for the community where you dey, for the village where you dey, everything where they teach you inside that family, now you go carry go outside. Now go be your behavior. If they train you well for house, you go carry good behavior go outside. Parents, I dey call una, make una train una children well so that they go represent una for outside well. The community where you dey, even the state where you dey, children they learn for everywhere within day. Naime ka they tell papa and mama say everything well na they do. Una children they copy wetin una they do. If una be good parents, the children go sabi, then go copy them. If una be bad parents, then go copy them also. So the way to bring your children, you go they set example for them. That example, when you do something, then go follow. You go find out whether they do them well. When they do them well, you will tell them, say, my pikin, you do well. Anytime where your pikin do something, parents, make you tell them, say, e good. Even if they do the bad one, make you tell them, say, no worry, my pikin. You no get them well today. Tomorrow, you go get them well. They talk to your children. Make you they talk to them with love. Make you know they beat, they shout for your children. When you beat them too much, shout for too much, then go even they confused. That thing where you want to teach them, they no go fit learn them. But when you talk to them, teach them, take small voice, low tone, they talk, your pikin go be a better person. And when that pikin grow up too, you go talk for small tone to people where they for outside. You go address them with respect. But when you don't, they shout, they make noise. Everything you go make noise, neighbors go hear when you they shout. Your children go grow like that. Anywhere they go, then they make noise. That one no good for family. And it no good for the society where we come from. Papa and mama, when they stay together, they go day hard to the work. They go discipline their children well. The society go day good. The society go happy. They go no say they don't train better people. All this thing where they talk about. Now how, when you train good children, how it they affect the society. If you train bad children, the society go be bad society. And if you train good children, the society go be good society. So they call all the mama and the papa. May they look inside the house. Look, train their children well so that they will represent them well. My country people, I thank una as una listen to this Reef Ethics on radio today. I hope say una enjoy them. and we will continue to make our state better place. If to say you don't miss as I talk before and you know hear wetin I talk and you want to hear all the things we don't happen for Rivetix before this program, you fit reach us for our website we be www.rivetix.com. You go fit even download the other things we they don't do for the program from this our website. You go also go for Facebook, we dey there. You go also go for Twitter at Rivetix, we dey there. You can also call us on the phone. Our number na 0808-917-7707. The other number na 0902-917-7706. Make you no forget to listen to Rivetix on every Saturday. For all these stations, every Saturday, listen to them for Nigeria Info 92.3 FM. For Nigeria Info, na 8:30 for morning, 9 day do them. For Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM. Now from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock for morning. For Rhythm, by 2:30 in the afternoon, when they go repeat them the same time on Sunday. So if you listen to them on Saturday, 2:30, for Treasure FM, we will broadcast them for 6:30 for evening. We get Pidgin English version too for Wazobia by 5 in the evening. Until another time and another week, make we remember say we dey talk about Rivetix. And the person we speak to na Mrs. Vivian Braid. I wish you a very good week. Bye.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.